WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A mistrial has been declared in a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan. Walker County District Judge Ken Keeling told jurors who returned yesterday after a 55-day break that it was, quoting, impossible and unconscionable burden. That was a reference to the break taken while the judge's jury instructions were appealed. Prosecutors won the appeal. A Huntsville prison inmate, John Falk Jr., is accused of being an accomplice in the 2007 death of a corrections officer. A Bryan man has been arrested for the burglary of a vehicle and assault and robbery of an elderly woman. Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan Police says Sunday morning, the vigilance of a concerned witness near 28th and Texas Avenue led to the capture of 20-year-old Jaquarius Neal.
Someone who was driving by saw him approach an elderly female. He was kind of concerned for that female, so he turned around, and when he got back to the location where the female was, he had shoved her down and left with her purse. The elderly lady, she was 95 years old, and she was just shoved down. Her head hit the curb and cut it open, and then I believe she broke her hip and had to receive surgery for that.
McKeithen says the witness gave them a detailed description, and after arresting Neal, they recovered the purse, $37, and property from an earlier car burglary. The College Station Police Department has a new service. Officer James Ingram is one of three assigned to the Community Enhancement Unit.
What we're looking to do is build partnerships with residents and business owners, religious leaders, anyone in the community that's a stakeholder to foster better community involvement and problem solving. We work closely with existing units within the police departments. We're basically going to be the liaison between the stakeholders of the city of College Station, the police department, and other departments within the city like code enforcement.
Contact information for the new division is on our website at WTAW.com. A mailing list 15 pages long has been notified of Wednesday's meeting in Austin regarding a proposed private landfill west of College Station. Multiple residents of the Brushy community continue to oppose an expansion at Brazos Valley Recycling. Mayor Nancy Berry is one of the two elected officials monitoring the application before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
The Brushy community is very concerned. Commissioner Irma Cawley, which represents that group, is also concerned. So be interesting to see how that plays out.
According to the Brazos Valley Recycling website, the landfill will handle construction and demolition debris they separate from recyclables, saving their company the cost of transporting those materials to another landfill. Record growth continues at the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County.
It looks like this spring over last spring, we're up about 244 students. And so that's about 2.2% increase for us. And it's about the same relative to contact hours. The thing about contact hours we continue to see is students are taking more classes.
President Ted Raspiller also says they're making plans for Blinn students to be part of the A&M 25 by 25 initiative announced last week, which will grow the number of engineering students on the big campus to 25,000 by the year 2025. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss was among lawmakers welcoming state broadcasters to Austin yesterday, including a delegation from WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting. After meeting with members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Strauss told reporters about the prospects for federal immigration reform and his hopes that Congress is successful.
I think it's very encouraging. I don't think any of us have seen details, but I think it's very encouraging that members of both parties in the Congress are working together on something that has been at an impasse for years.
Key Democratic and Republican senators in Washington are pledging to get a wide-ranging immigration bill through the Senate by summer, even as they point to numerous pitfalls ahead. And the 500 who attended last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference heard there's much to be upbeat about the future. Economist Jim Gaines at the A&M Real Estate Center says one example is a rebound in home sales and construction of new single and multifamily structures.
Home sales are up over 17% this past year. It started out well this year. January is up. We didn't have the kind of the degree of seasonal fall off this fall and winter that we've had in past years. So we're looking good. And if we go up much more, In 2013 and into 2014, we'll start exceeding those peaks that we saw back during the really, really good years back in 6 and 7.
Gaines looks for higher home prices as employment increases over the next several years due to the creation of more private sector jobs, especially in the healthcare industry. Gaines' presentation is on our website at WTAW.com. WTW News Time is 7:12. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
You know, we've talked about how this has been an amazingly mild winter, and that's great, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed that it continues that way. But remember this, when we talk about windows and how efficient they are, it's in those cold, blustery days that you realize that your windows may not be doing their job. But understand, if there's an air exchange that's going on, you may not notice it, but it's happening. That means that that cold air that you're refrigerating during the summertime may be leaking out, or warm air is leaking in. The whole thing is, no matter which way it is, cold on the outside or cold on the inside, if your windows aren't doing their job, it's costing you money. And energy-efficient windows is what Intercon does. They are a homegrown company, local people. You deal with a local business that they live here, they go to school here, they're around all the time. And I mention that because there aren't window installers who don't live around here. They basically work for their big box store, and they move from town to town and do the work, and they're off and gone. Well, because you're dealing with a homegrown company, they'll work with you. Home people, local jobs, we talk about how important that is. And because it's a homegrown company, Intercon will work with you to get the job done in stages if that's what you need to do. So if you know, or you think you know, that your windows are not efficient, give them a call at Intercon, 823-3639. No cost, no obligation. They'll come out and check your windows for you and let you know what your solutions are. Intercon, 823-3639.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive full-color 60-page glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Cold front will cross the area today with some showers and some thunderstorms, and then cooler, drier weather moves in for tomorrow and Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms roll across the area today. Breezy, 75 to 80. They end tonight. It's breezy, 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high of only 60. Clear, colder tomorrow night. Lows 35 to 40. We'll have sun throughout the region Thursday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Busy sports day going with lots going on in Crosstown Showdown basketball between Bryan and Consol. A&M's going to end up needing a new backup quarterback. And Fighting Texas Aggie basketball is on the slide. We'll share all that with you coming up at 7:50.
All right, 7:15 now, almost 7:16. And, you know, you mentioned we had a little soundbite there from Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the Texas House, as the Texas Association of Broadcasters hobnobbed with the Politicos yesterday in Austin. And we need to make mention, because obviously many people know Mary Mike Hatcher.
El Presidente.
Yeah, she's the chairman of the board of the Texas Association of Broadcasters this year. I mean, she gets to sit at the head table and everything. She gets served first at all the banquets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, which is not bad for a girl who went to Sam Houston State. And but, you know,
you know why she's successful?
Tell me.
Because she, like myself, is an alumni of Navasota High School.
Is that it? Okay.
That's what I've heard.
I think she lived there. I don't know if she graduated from Navasota, but no, she hung out there. We know that. The other thing is that, you know, again, we don't pat ourselves on the back very often, but this is a small radio station, and we've had two people who have been chairman of the board of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, and another one who's broadcaster of the year, you know, so, and that's Ben, area man. So, just saying. And so that's nice. You know, we got served first yesterday, so it's a good thing. But among the other things that happened yesterday, the presidents of the universities in the state of Texas were talking a little bit, and they don't want to be put in a pinch that I'm sure school administrators in a lower level can understand. See, Governor Rick Perry and some lawmakers have proposed the idea that universities' funding should be tied to graduation rates, okay? Well, obviously, that doesn't sit real well with some of the presidents of the universities. If the state went on an outcome-based funding situation for higher education that would tie between 10% and 25% of the state funds to the success measurements, A&M's international campus in Laredo would lose $200,000, according to the president of that university. Now, such outcome-based funding could also cost the University of Texas at Austin $9 million over 2 years. Current funding is based on enrollment. Legislators also heard from leaders of UT and the A&M systems, along with Midwestern State, Texas Southern, and Texas Women's University. We'll have some more information on that later this week. But though the presidents mostly supported a change that would allow only students taking a full course load, at least 12 hours, to qualify for Texas grants, most said that enrollment numbers would decrease if students got less money from the program. Yeah. The current budget, Texas cut more than $150 million from financial aid and Texas grants, and many schools were forced to increase their tuition to offset the overall cuts that totaled about $1 billion. I tell you that to then tell you this. Next month's college loan payment might be even more a bitter pill to swallow. This is nationwide, not just Texas. A new study by the Chronicle of Higher Education finds that almost half of all working U.S. Americans with college degrees are overqualified for their jobs. I don't know if it's in their mind or in reality, but nonetheless, the Chronicle of Higher Education finds that half of almost all working U.S. Americans with college degrees are overqualified for their jobs. In 2010, 5% of all janitors, 15% of cab drivers, and 25% of retail sales clerks held bachelor's degrees. In all, 48% of working college grads had jobs in 2010 that did not require a bachelor's degree. And 37% had jobs that only required a high school degree. So now the question becomes, is being underemployed, and we hear this phrase a lot, the new normal? Is the new normal being underemployed? And the study asks that question. The number of college graduates is much higher than the number of jobs requiring a college degree. And the disparity is getting worse. The numbers of Americans with bachelor's degrees jumped 25% in the last 10 years. We've got 41.5 million people, according to the Census Bureau, that have college degrees. And there are only 28 million jobs out there that require a college degree. So, that asks the question, that college degree pay for itself? How are we doing with that?
They say most of the time it won't.
That's right. How's that working out for you?
I'll be real honest. That's one of the reasons I haven't just run back to get mine. I'm 23 hours short.
Yeah. You know, wearing a brown suit and delivering packages does pretty well. You know, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, there are a lot of jobs out there where that just might be it.
And look at chefs and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And again, that's one of the things that's great is, you know, what we've got now is the high schools are working toward that idea to get kids interested in other things other than maybe going to college. Blinn works very hard to come up with different types of programs where people can get out into the workforce quickly, start making top dollars faster. I mean, technical schools are a big deal. Hello.
So you're saying I probably shouldn't pursue that degree in art history?
No, I'd say not now. Not at this point in your life. If you're already married and got kiddos, probably go ahead and stay with what you got if you feel like there's a track for the future.
Probably not going to recoup that.
Right. I mean, now I'll give you a clue. No matter what age you are, if you're full-time employed and you wait to find out what hours you're working next week, it's probably okay to look for another job. You know what I'm saying? If you can't plan next week because you don't know what days you're working, might be an idea to look around for a job. But in the meantime, one of the nice things, they tell us what time to be here.
That's rather fitting.
Yeah, well, just something to think about.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you hopefully know. Okay, used to be that flying on Southwest Airlines felt kind of like a democracy. Everybody who bought a ticket was treated equally, and boarding was determined by your assigned spot in the line.
Right.
So now you see that they have this new $40 fee?
No.
It guarantees passengers a prime spot in the boarding line. New fee is an outright guarantee that you'll be one of the first 15 people in line.
Well,
that's interesting. Again, of course, it's a cattle hauler. There's no business class. There's no first class. Everybody's got the same size seat and all that kind of thing. We all get the same bag of peanuts. But now it would seem that they are kind of putting a little barrier in there, just a little something different.
Hmm.
Now, speaking of that, and kind of on a different subject, so I went to Austin yesterday, and I know it's been a while since I've been to Austin. It was, back in October last time I went. There's a section of 290 now, just as you're coming into Austin, kind of about where Reagan High School is, if you know where the Reagan football stadium
absolutely.
Is out there. Okay. It, right about there on 290, there becomes a toll option. See, they're elevating 290, and you're going to have a toll, okay, if you want to go faster than those people down there that'll have stoplights and stuff like that, then you will have that option. And if you think about it, if you drive into the capital city, it gets to be clogging up pretty well out there now that you've got to slow down a little bit, and you don't get to 183, for instance, as fast as you used to. But anyway, this thing will take you over the 183 and get you to 290 to the interstate a lot faster. But it costs 67 cents a mile.
Whew.
A mile.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how far out they're going to build it. I hadn't paid that much attention to it. But, I mean, think about that.
There are days where it would be worth every penny.
I suppose that's right. But one of the great things, one of the great equalizers about traffic in America is that the guy who's driving the Infiniti that costs $70,000 and the guy who's driving the Fiesta that costs $67 can drive on the same road, but now maybe not so much. I mean, maybe that's where we're getting to be. And I understand the reason. I mean, every time we have a candidates forum, we talk about how you got this bond money that has to be retired somehow in the highway system. But I mean, and I guess that's the decision that you make. And as I understand it, at least as I see it now, it will be a passive toll system in that there's no booth to even go through.
No, it's the... Okay? A text tag.
They'll read the tag. If you don't have a tag, they will capture your license plate, and I guess they'll probably mail you a bill based on that.
They do.
Yeah. And the thing is, a few years ago, if you'll recall, we talked about the idea of maybe having a passive toll system between here and Navasota. Because
are you serious?
Yeah, really. Because there's a whole lot of traffic that travels. Oh, let's say guys and gals who are under 30 years of age who might travel south on the weekend and maybe back up here on Sunday night. And then we have these athletic endeavors that we have at a big football stadium that would cause people to come in. And putting a passive toll system in there might have been a way to do it because we don't have a lot of toll opportunities in Brazos County.
No.
Okay? So putting that passive toll system right there might have been able to get a little bit of money into the coffers. Well, that thing just died. It was DOA. And I think Randy Sims, who was the county judge at that time, did have to fade some heat from people down in South County about it. So that may have been Brazos County's opportunity for some sort of a passive toll system. But, I mean, they're doing it in Austin. I can tell you that from based on yesterday. Hello.
Yes, there on the west side of Austin, there's a toll road, and it's all passive now.
Yeah.
I got a bill. I was trying to pay them, and I didn't pay one because the last one's not. And they sent me a bill in the mail for like $1.15.
See, and, yeah, okay, thanks. And that's it. And if that's I think that's the 130 loop that they built out there. We'll talk about this on the other half of the hour. But, you know, that's the place where it's, what, 85 miles an hour. You can go 85 on that thing. But anyway, passive tolls, they are starting to happen more and more often as we get to the big city. Anyway, we got to go now, but we'll talk about it a little later and, you know, live with that.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
All right, here you go. It's 727 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 82 for a high temperature today with a 50-50 chance of showers. 44 for a low temperature tonight with a 60% chance of rain. Then all that stuff gets out of here and we'll have sunshine and pretty nice temps up into the middle to upper 60s for our highs all the way through Sunday, and low temperature at night probably be in the upper 30s to around 40. Currently, 87% relative humidity. Winds are from the south at 14, and we've got 71 out there.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On July 2nd, 1980, while he was still inflicting misery on our economy, President Jimmy Carter reinstated the Selective Service System. For you low-information voters, that's the draft, the system responsible for registering 18 to 25-year-olds for military service and drafting them if required. Legislators bickered over a key issue. That would be women. Should women be required to register? Are they subject to the draft? The Senate Armed Services Committee was against it, citing the Pentagon's ban on women in combat. A group of men unhappy with the decision sued the Selective Service, and the case ended up at the Supreme Court. The guys argued the exclusion of women violated the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment. Allow me to translate again. These guys told the guys in robes that, according to the paper guys wrote when the country started, it wasn't fair that they could be drafted while women could chill out. Citing the ban on women in combat, the court ruled 6-3 that women didn't have to register. They could chill. But last week, Defense Secretary Panetta announced the end of the ban on women in combat. Asked what that meant for women being drafted, Panetta appeared dumbstruck. He said he doesn't know who controls Selective Service. And then he said, whoever does, they're going to have to exercise some judgment based on what we just did. What does that even mean? Here's another Obama decision that sounds good to leftist radicals, but it hasn't been thought out. Can you say backfire?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A good Samaritan helped Bryan's police force piece together a double crime Sunday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness's report of an aggravated assault of an elderly woman at 28th and Houston led officers to find a Bryan man, her purse, and stolen property from a nearby car burglary.
One officer spotted someone who looked like the suspect at 33rd and South Hutchins, which was just a couple blocks, about six blocks away. During the investigation and the conclusion of their investigation, they determined that Jaquarius Neal, 20-year-old Bryan resident, had committed a burglary of a motor vehicle first.
The 95-year-old woman suffered a head injury and a broken hip, which required immediate surgery. 10 years ago, more than 1,100 new homes were built in Bryan College Station. Since then, it's been a roller coaster of years alternating up and down in building permits. Economist Jim Gaines of the A&M Real Estate Center at the recent Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference estimated more than the 780 permits were issued last year. That's the most since 2008. Gaines says interest rates should start rising later this year.
By the end of the year, we'll drift up a little bit. I'm talking about mortgage interest rates and car loan rates and general interest rates across the board. Fees and costs to the lenders are going to have to be passed through. Some risk is going to have to be passed through. So get it while the getting's good. On the other hand, over the next couple of 3 years, we're not going back yet to the days of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% home loans.
Gaines also expects the sale of existing homes to continue rising. Last year was the first increase since 2006. In other areas of growth, Blaine College will be contributing to the initiative announced last week at A&M to grow the number of engineering students to 25,000 by the year 2025.
I think we're prepared to implement that this fall and we'll begin. Now, we can't go from zero to 10,000, and they can't go from 10 or 11,000 to 25,000 or whatever the article had or the press release had. But what I think we can do is We're going to grow into this with them, and we'll be prepared fall 2013.
Blaine president of Brazos County campuses, Ted Raspiller, says 244 more students are taking classes this semester. That's a 2% increase over last year's spring semester. And the College Station Police Department's new Community Enhancement Unit has dedicated three officers to specific areas of the city. James Ingram says they're wanting to foster relationships with residents and business owners, among others.
We have the flexibility to work flexible hours and to gather that information. And a lot of times, you know, the patrol officers out on the street want to be proactive, but they have calls for service that they're required to go and take. And, you know, that's our primary function is when we're needed to show up. We also want to address issues before they become crimes if we can.
Online at WTW.com is contact information for the neighborhood officers as well as those assigned to College Station schools. Tomorrow morning, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality takes up a proposed private landfill west of College Station. A year and a half ago, Brazos Valley Recycling asked to convert a pit previously excavated to collect demolition and construction debris. According to their website, this is material separated from its recycling operation, and the company wants to save the cost of transporting it to another landfill. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the city is not taking an official position.
I have attended the meetings, and I have not participated or spoken at the meetings, just been, you know, listening, and I'm not planning on going to the TCEQ meeting.
Landfill opponents from the surrounding Brushy community have attended several city council meetings as recently as this month asking for assistance.
A Huntsville prison inmate accused of being an accomplice in the capital murder of a corrections officer will go through another trial. That's after a mistrial was declared in the case of John Falk Jr. The trial, moved from Walker to Brazos County, was delayed by 55 days as prosecutors won their appeal of the judge's jury instructions. Judge Ken Keeling told the jury that it was, quoting, impossible and unconscionable burden. And the devil's in the details, but the possibility of Congress reaching agreement on federal immigration reform is encouraging news to Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss.
As a state policymaker, I welcome bipartisan solutions. And as a state policymaker in the most important border state, I'm very anxious for them to be successful this time.
Strauss visited with reporters following an appearance with representatives of Texas radio and television stations, including a delegation from WTAW parent company, Bryan Broadcasting. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Cold front will cross the area today with some showers and some thunderstorms, and then cooler, drier weather moves in for tomorrow and Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms roll across the area today. Breezy, 75 to 80. They end tonight. It's breezy, 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high of only 60. Clear, colder tomorrow night. Lows 35 to 40. We'll have sun throughout the region Thursday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
When you have to restore your program with 13 new guys in 2 years, it takes time. And
Fighting Texas Aggie basketball on the men's side, anyway, having a little trouble. The ladies are getting accolades. We'll share that with you. And A&M looking for a new backup quarterback. All that and more coming up in sports in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know, speaking of sports, I don't know if you've heard the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday.
Really?
I heard Clip Howard is hard at work at this, and if he gets the answer, then I hope he'll share it with us. There's a rumor that the head coaches are brothers. They're apparently checking that out, and hopefully we can find out.
You can actually make prop bets on that.
Yeah. And I've got a story on now. Tuesday? They're starting to just overload us with Super Bowl junk, so we'll get around to that. But in the meantime, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is giving $350 million to his alma mater. That'd be Johns Hopkins University. His latest gift means that Bloomberg will now have given over $1 billion to the school. Why don't they have a better football team? I don't understand that.
Oh.
You go to their website, you click on athletics, and they've got the lacrosse team up there, okay? I don't even know what the record of the Johns Hopkins football team was last year.
They have a football team?
Yeah, they do. I didn't know that they did, but I went and checked.
I'm being facetious.
They're actually Division III. That's the reason we probably don't know about them. But.
Well, that begs the question, you know, if you want everybody to pay their fair share, how about paying down the debt?
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing.
$1 billion would help.
He simply wants to pay the university back, he says. What could he have done in the university that is worth $1 billion? I mean, he could have burned down the chancellor's home and it wouldn't be worth $1 billion.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He wants to pay him back. Why? What did he do wrong while he was there? Let's find out about that if we can. Oh, anyway. So, so the Super Bowl ads, we were talking about this, how they kind of start leaking them out there, little dribs and drabs. We get to maybe see them ahead of time. Now, the reason is, apparently, putting your Super Bowl ad out on YouTube before the game is a good idea. This, according to YouTube's research, ads that ran online before the Super Bowl last year got 9 million views on average.
Whew.
Those that waited got 1.3 million.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
My A&M Consolidated Math tells me that's a six-fold difference. They explain that's why there's so many 2013 Super Bowl videos on YouTube already. On Monday alone, Volkswagen, Audi, Century 21, and Axe dropped their Super Bowl spots on YouTube. According to YouTube, 34 of last year's ads were online before last year's game, and 20 were withheld until broadcast. We'll see how that changes. So, once again, I think we've done what we need to today, and that is give you a website where you can go and you can completely waste the time that the company is paying you for. You can look up the Super Bowl ads, and then you can text your friends and say, hey, have you seen this one? This one's pretty good. This one's not bad. And while we're talking about that, the Awe Factor, one of the several Budweiser commercials during the big game, will feature a new baby Clydesdale that was born on January the 16th. Yeah, see, the Awe Factor. When the commercial was filmed, it was just 7 days old.
Oh, my gosh.
And weighed 150 pounds.
Oh.
It's a big baby. And the company sent out a tweet asking for viewers to name the foal using the hashtag Clydesdales. So there you go. Also, while we're talking about ads, Taco Bell has pulled their TV commercial.
I heard about this.
Pressured by a consumer group, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, once again, a place that you don't want to go to their Christmas party.
No.
You probably don't even want to go to their break room. In the commercial, the announcer says jokingly that bringing a vegetable tray to a sports party is like punting on fourth and one, end quote, and urge folks to bring one of their 12 packs of Taco Bell tacos instead.
Nerds know what punting on fourth and one means?
Well, I don't know. It's the veggie ones, and I'm not sure. But a Taco Bell spokesperson told the Seattle Post-Intelligencer that the company bowed to the pressure because it didn't want anyone to misinterpret the intent of the ad. The intent of the ad is to sell product. What are you talking about? We know exactly what the intent of the ad is. Oh, for fear we will offend someone, please be very careful. Yes, go ahead.
No,
what?
No.
Well, if you're...
That's a nice edit, though.
Yeah, okay. Why we're here to talk about that
stuff
kind of stuff.
Stuff just makes me mad.
Well, okay. There you go. That's the reason you have a chance to talk about it if you want to. But anyway.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I like Louis C.K.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about this yesterday. Because he's funny, and he's not afraid to kind of lean on stuff like that.
Right. Well,
because that's just funny.
Once again, we're going to offend anybody. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, what I have to say is, I mean, if I have to listen to everybody else's offensive stuff, can't I listen to Taco Bell say that a taco is better than vegetables?
If you find it's entertaining on some level,
come on.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree. That's exactly right. But... Oh, my
goodness.
Taco
Bell has as much of a right as, you know, all these lobbyists.
Yeah. I'm having trouble with my phones here. People are calling and I can't get them. All right, hang on. All right, I'm going to unplug that. Okay. And there we go. All right. Now you can call. Apparently something happened. No, it didn't. All right, we're having trouble with our phones. Because every time I go on there, I get a dial tone, see?
It's just they don't like you.
It could be. Well, I thought they were calling to talk. Oh, by the way, you know, we've had... What, this has been going on for a week now. We have a story about they're not going to have enough chicken wings, right?
Yes.
Because the cost of corn went up so much that it's not feasible for the chicken farmers chicken raisers to raise enough chickens. And since they haven't come up with chickens that have four wings yet, we've got a shortage.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Apparently, police say two Atlanta-area men have stolen 26,000 frozen Tyson chicken wings out of a storage facility.
Oh.
This is a $65,000 street value. Hey, man, you want to buy some wings? The two men allegedly stole $26,000 worth. The story even includes a mom of one of the suspects saying her son is a law-abiding person. Police joke that
moms always think
that. Of course they do. They think the best
He's
of their children.
He's just with the wrong crowd.
Yep. The police joked that the timing was right. Somebody must be planning a really, really big Super Bowl party, and that's the reason. See, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you. I don't know. I'll figure out what that is. And one day soon, we'll be able to talk to our listeners once again, if I can figure
Marvel
that out.
Marvel of marvels.
Yeah, really.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you seen any funny signs lately? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you ever go to the Reagan Ranch in California, you'll notice a very distinctive-looking brass plate bolted right to the front door. It reads, "On this site in 1897, nothing happened." I love Ronald Reagan's sense of humor, and I get a kick out of some of the signs I've seen while traveling. They're even funnier when they're not necessarily meant to make you laugh. Take, for example, a sign in a dental office in Japan. It read, "Teeth extracted by the latest Methodist," or the one spotted along a country road which said, "No trespassing without permission." And finally, there's the doozy spotted inside a laundromat which said, "Ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time." Now, that's one way to get men to do the laundry. But you know, there are times when a simple sign can leave a big lump in your throat. When I've returned from a business trip, right there, taped to the front door, is a wonderful sign from my kids. Three simple words that say, "Welcome home, Daddy." You know, since my boys are 9 and 7, I know the days are coming all too quickly that the roles will be reversed, and maybe my wife and I will have a sign on the front door saying, "Welcome home, son." For now, I'm careful to seize every opportunity with them. If you have kids, I hope you'll do the same. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. This is Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. "Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance?" The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:50. A&M backup quarterback Jameel Showers has decided to transfer. Billy Lucci of Texag spoke with the junior-to-be, and he said he asked Coach Sumlin for a release on Friday. Showers described making the decision to leave as, quote, bittersweet. He's considered a pretty hot property, though, because he is graduating this summer and he still has 2 full years of eligibility. Odds on in the rumor mill talking about him going to Texas Tech or Baylor. Texas A&M freshman Peyton Little has been selected by the SEC as the SEC Freshman of the Week following A&M's big wins over Mississippi State and Missouri last week. Here's Coach Gary Blair on his All-SEC Freshman.
Peyton has worked very hard developing her role on this basketball team. She's got the long-distance game, and she's got the driving game.
Little was on fire from the three-point stripe on Sunday, going 5-for-8, helping A&M tie a 17-year-old school record of 12 made three-pointers in a row. Yesterday was the A&M men's basketball press conference, and the guys are slumping, having lost the last 4 games in a row. Here's Coach Kennedy on the State of the Union for men's basketball.
Culturally, our base is building and getting stronger in some areas that you can't see. We're in a transition process. I mean, we'll have 7 new guys next year. So when you have to restore your program with 13 new guys in 2 years, it takes time. And so right now we're building a culture of togetherness and toughness.
Since we're talking hoops, it's time again for the Crosstown Showdown basketball version. Brian, who's 13-10, and Consol, who comes into the game with a record of 18-9, will square off tonight at 7 in Viking Gym. The last time they met, Consol won by 6, and you can hear all the action live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Turning now to the PGA, Tiger Woods has won at Torrey Pines for the 8th time. Woods closed with an even par 72 for a 14-under total, 4 strokes ahead of Josh Teeter and defending champion Brent Snedeker.
Got a little ugly towards the end. I started losing my patience a little bit with the slow play. Kind of lost my concentration a little bit there, but got it back on 18. I knew I needed to grind it out and play a 3-shot hole and make my par and get this tournament.
Woods is 7 victories away from tying Sam Snead for the all-time record with 82 tour wins. In the NBA, James Harden scored 25 points last night. The Rockets hammered the Utah Jazz 125-80. Marcus Morris added 16 points. Carlos Delfino had 14 for the Rockets, and the Jazz have won the last 6 at home before the Rockets handed them their worst loss in franchise history. AP numbers are out for both men's and women's basketball. Michigan is number 1 in the AP college basketball. It's the first time that's happened with them since 1992. Kansas climbed to number 2. Next is Indiana, followed by Florida and Duke, which was number 1 last week before a lopsided loss to Miami. On the ladies' side, Baylor's still number 1 in the AP poll. They remain number 1 for 4 weeks in a row now after big wins at Iowa State and Oklahoma. They have 30 straight Big 12 regular season victories. Notre Dame, UConn stay at 2nd and 3rd. Stanford moves up to 4th, while Duke fell 1 spot to 5th after losing by 30 to UConn last Monday. In the NHL, the Stars fall to Columbus Blue Jackets 2-1 last night. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball, the men's team was ranked number 24 in the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association preseason top 35 release. That happened on yesterday. Now turning to A&M softball. A&M softball has tabbed 3rd in the SEC West in the preseason coaches poll. The Aggies were picked to finish behind reigning national champ Alabama and 2012 Women College World Series team LSU. The Tide won the league's first national title last season and earned 8 of 13 possible first-place votes to lead the poll. Alabama, by the way, is also ranked number 1 nationally in the USA Today poll. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2. With excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life.
Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show. Room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
This week at Sterling Auto Group, any trade goes. During Any Trade Goes, Sterling Auto Group will give you top dollar for any trade. You heard right. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition, so you can drive home a new Buick or GMC for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Get $10,000 off any select 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock. That's thousands less than Chevrolet. In fact, not only do GMC Sierra trucks cost less, they look better and have more standard features than Chevy. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $279 per month. 0% APR for 72 months is also available on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, zero APR. $13.89 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. About 2 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We need to add kudos to a list. I was reading Cessna this morning, and he mentioned that Dr. J.P. Bramhall of Bryan College Station, who was a pretty good Texas A&M baseball player, has been added to the group of people who will be installed into the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame. They'll do that in May. Special category, just for him, as very much deserved, by the way. Obviously, he's been, 20 years or more, he's been an orthopedic surgeon here. One of the things that he's done for years is he is open late. He's open on Saturdays after Friday night football games to do diagnosis and treatment for kiddos who may have been injured.
I would have loved that when I was a kid.
I mean, he has worked with more than a dozen high schools. He works with the Aggies. And again, for those of us who are old enough, we remember when he was a baseball player at A&M. So congratulations to him to be being added to the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame in a special category just for him.
Where is that?
Where is it located?
Yeah, I know
it's in Waco,
Hall,
Texas.
That's the Sports Hall of Fame.
Is
it with the Football Hall of Fame there, too?
I believe that's exactly right.
Right across from the art building.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A very good friend of mine
is the executive director. But anyway, one of the other things that's kind of neat is, we don't care that much, but Texas Tech quarterback Graham Harrell is being inducted, but his dad is being inducted as well. At the same time.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
His dad was a coach. Yeah, so it is. It's kind of fun. All right, so here we go. It's the top brands for 2012. The top brands for 2012. Although they may be making sandwiches that are less than a foot long, Subway is number one when it comes to top brands. Market research firm YouGov pulled 5,000 people a day for its research to rank these. I don't know how many days
they did. They're not that way anymore.
No, as a matter of fact, for the third year in a row, they're on top of it. Amazon is number two. Cheerios is number three. History Channel is number four.
Cool.
Lowe's is number five. That's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
That's a highly competitive business, really.